There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
People who are part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. McFadden, where did he go? Went to the beach or something, didn't he, for a couple of days?
Yeah.
Where did he go? Yeah.
To Chingy Island or something.
Chingy? Are you sure it's not Kuching?
Kuching
Island. Roberta around later on. So it's Kenny and Roberta. No, wait a minute. Kenny and Jennifer. You're Jennifer.
I am Jennifer.
Yes, a lot of people are confused. When I get email from people, they say, that lady on your program said, hello.
Which one?
She's no lady. It's Jennifer Horn.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So among the things that are tiring or tiresome, the continuing reports on things like Ferguson. Here's what you need to know about Ferguson. The St. Louis County Police Force is now in charge of maintaining calm today under a new state of emergency 1 year after all of the mayhem with the death of Mr. Brown, more scuffles last night, more arrests last night.
23 or 28,
yeah,
something
come
like
on,
that.
Yeah. And there's an 18-year-old kid who's been wounded by police, charged with a felony assault on a law enforcement officer. What is the matter? I should stop asking that question. Because there's obviously something the matter, and we're not getting to the heart of it one way or the other. And then you see all of these other circumstances. In the police blotter today, there is a confrontation with a policeman that has gone viral. If you've seen this or not, Kenny and Jennifer, the mayor and city manager in Rohnert Park. Where is that in California?
That's actually in Sonoma County, so okay. up in Northern California.
They are investigating an incident where an officer drew his gun on a man who was recording him on his smartphone.
Huh.
And you see the guy draw his gun and point it at the... You know, real smart. The guy is, for whatever the reason, and I don't even know that I didn't get from this that the man who was doing the videoing was involved in an incident at all. Apparently, this policeman was involved in another circumstance, but he saw this guy videotaping whatever was going on, and he walked over to him and he pulled out his gun. And that's what you see in the video. You see this police officer, a veteran, gray-haired guy, pull out his gun and point it at the man who's videotaping.
Even though he knew he was being recorded.
Yeah.
It has to be really frustrating to be a police officer right now.
Well, is it?
You have a lot of people out to get you.
Well, but... How do I maintain my cool here? Whether people are out to get you, folks are not necessarily
that
smart.
It's not an excuse.
No, it isn't an excuse. There are many more good police officers than bad, and I think it's redundant to even say that. It becomes pandering to the good police. And if McFadden was here, he'd want to have an argument about me always saying all the police are bad, which of course is nonsense because that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, because these people who have the uniform on need to have a different outlook than the average person. Training must be much more sensitive. Pay must be much better. And the number of them falling all over themselves here, there, and everywhere. No matter, whenever you hear a police chief saying, we need more police on the streets, that's like saying they need more police cars. Go to your police station and count the number of cars at the station. I use Framingham as an example. We have 34 police vehicles in the fleet. The average number of cars that are on the street at any one time never exceeds 12. So what do you need 34 police cars for if you only have 12 on the street at one time? I can imagine there'd be a need for a couple of spares.
Right,
but you need
emergency.
34 cars when the maximum number on the street is 12? That make any sense to anybody? And I would tell you that the same thing is true when it comes to lots of things in municipal government, but police, when they tell you they need more police, that's like, it's like the military-industrial complex saying that we need to make more guns, we need to make more planes, we need to make more ships because we need to protect
ourselves. Well, and to be fair, not often is it the police that are telling you they need more police. It's the city government government who wants to charge you more money, and the way they feel like they can tax you is by holding the police ransom. So they say, oh, we're going to have to cut fire. Yeah. We're going to have to cut police. We're going to have to fire teachers so that you're going to go, oh, no, we can't do that, and vote for their ballot measure. Measures that are going to take more money out of your pocket.
All right, let's talk. Let's keep going on the police. One more story, and then I want to talk about teachers, in fact, because we're getting close to, as much as it pains all of us, when you look at what's going on around you and you have children, they're getting ready to go back to school.
Oh, a bunch of them already went back to school yesterday in California.
Yep. So here's the story of a bounty hunter. Wait till you hear this one, Kenny. Arrested after gathering a posse and trying to raid the home of the Phoenix police chief. The bounty hunter's name is not Dog. Brent Farley and 10 other people working with him surrounded the home of Chief Joseph Yonner at 10 o'clock, thinking they were cornering an Oklahoma fugitive wanted on a drug charge. Police say the bounty hunters were told they had the wrong address, were asked to leave a number of times. Department said that Mr. Farley, who confronted the chief after banging on his door and demanding he come outside, was carrying a handgun that was drawn at the time. So, as usual, there's a video of the incident, and the video shows the police chief in his underpants.
Get off of my lawn!
You hooligan!
This poor guy. Come on.
Stepping outside of his home, he has his police baton in his hand. He goes right up to the bounty hunters, right to them, right in their face. And the police said eight of the individuals were men, and there were three women who were involved in this bounty hunt. There was an 11-year-old who, for whatever the reason, was in the bounty hunter's car, and she had on a toy gun belt.
Oh, dear God. Seriously?
Yeah. They were looking for two fugitives, and one of them supposedly was at this address. How they got the address, nobody seems to know. Posting on Facebook, there was a tip given. See, here's what I think the bottom line of this is. Somebody was ticked off at the police chief.
Yes.
So they gave him his address.
Hey, here's a tip for you.
Yeah, okay. So the police chief in his underpants.
You have to imagine. I kind of wish that it were Dog, because then we could watch it on A&E at some point.
Right,
exactly. Could watch this unfold.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, Dog is a real professional. Dog is not going to mess around.
Why did the TV show go away?
I think it's back again.
Oh, is it?
It's on and off all the time. I mean, come on.
No, but I thought it was canceled for some reason.
You have to think that bounty hunters are probably not the highest class people out there.
I would say, looking at Dog and his wife, you're right about that.
Oh, no, I love Dog.
I'm excluding him. He doesn't look like he's got a whole lot of class.
But I'm going to just say that they're not police officers. They didn't go through formal training.
No.
They are looking for people who are like the lowlifes, the lowest common denominator, who's like skipped bail.
Yeah.
They hang out in bail bond shops. Okay, I'm done now.
All right. Well, remember
letters
the movie
to Jennifer and Doug
with Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro?
Midnight Run.
Midnight Run. One of the greatest buddy movies ever. I can watch that thing every week. Great movie. But it sort of gave you a little glimpse into that life a little bit. It's kind of a low-life thing. In a moment, Jennifer gives us the update on the EPA fiasco in Colorado. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I had Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
18. Plus the proverbial 14 seconds after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn now is going to enthrall Kenny and me and you with her vast knowledge of the EPA.
Well, I don't know if I have a vast knowledge of
the EPA. Don't apologize for the bit before
I'm
you do it.
I'm not apologizing. I never said I'm sorry. Right. I said I don't know if I have a vast knowledge of the EPA, because I would challenge you, Dougie, and say you don't either. Who has a vast knowledge of the EPA?
I have a vast knowledge of what's wrong at the EPA. I don't know about what's right there, but anyway, they're a little red faced.
Yeah, 3 million gallons of heavy metal, not the music, laden water has made its way into Utah, heading west towards Lake Powell. This stuff is a mess.
I didn't say 40.
Oh my gosh, it's like, it looks like pea soup, except it's bright orange.
Oh, yucca.
The EPA officials met at the mouth of the Gold King mine yesterday afternoon to discuss the breach into a tributary of the Animas River. The EPA on-scene coordinator had explained to San Juan County, Colorado officials that an EPA team working at the mine last week underestimated how much pressure was hidden behind the debris that plugged the mine's entrance. He said that the team was not attempting to dislodge the plug, but oops. Instead, they stuck a pipe into the top of the mine, causing the thing to dislodge and all of this wastewater to pump out into the river. Now, it's worse than they originally thought. Even as far as yesterday, they've done some more research over the last few hours, and it's much worse than they had anticipated. This is a mess. They're trying to clean it up, and let me tell you this. This is what I do know
about
the EPA.
Tell me something I don't know, Jennifer.
Like I said, not an expert on the EPA, but this is what I know. I know that if a private company had done this, they would have been closed, out of business, fined, and hung by their neckties in the trees in the Colorado forest. But the EPA is allowed to go in there and make an oopsie that is polluting water now for miles and miles and miles, and making things unswimmable and unkayakable.
Unkayakable.
You're fired.
Take Donald Trump. We'll get him in there. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
Are Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Well, 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 what do we have here? It's time for our one-hit wonder program, or part of the program, one-hit wonder contest. So we have a group here that's had one number one single, That's It. You know who this is? Call us at 888-302-3684. Already people know who this is.
Wow.
Has the same name as an important movie at about this time, I think, right? Kenny, my solid, this is the number one during this week in 1987. The movie of the same name was a couple of years before this. Do I remember that right?
Yeah, the movie was 1985, but I think these guys were around before the movie.
Ah, so the movie stole their name from these guys, two of them. This is a song called Right on Track. 888-302-3684. If you'd like to lift a sample pack of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Spray, that's the prize for coming up with the name of this group. Cedarside is the cat's meow, right? The bee's knees.
The bee's knees.
Yeah, when it comes to getting rid of pests. I've tried to use it a couple of times on Jennifer, but it hasn't worked yet. Maybe I should use it on McFadden.
He's hey, you want me to buzz off? All you have to do is that.
I thought that's why Rich wasn't here today.
888-302-3684. New York City band made it to the top of the charts this week, 1987. You know who it is. Now is your time to come to the aid of God and country. Band was formed in the late 70s. Primary members, brothers Dan and Ed Gilroy. Let's see, on the guitars and vocals, Angie Smith playing the bass. They went through several incarnations, one of which included rock star Madonna as their drummer. She was allowed to sing some lead vocals, but Madonna eventually left to form her own band, Emmy and the Emmys. How many people knew that? I didn't. If I knew it, I didn't remember it. Do you remember it? Did you know that? Madonna was a drummer?
Did not.
Group signed on with MCA Records, and that's where this single came from, Right on Track. They were nominated for a Grammy for Best New Artist, but they were beat out by Jody Watley. What do we remember about her? Jody Watley?
She'll be the one-hit wonder tomorrow.
Yeah, no, she had two hits, I think. I liked Jody Watley a lot.
Yeah. That's really good.
She's still around, actually.
Is she? I recognize the name. Anyway, this group moved on to record a second album, but the group broke up before it was completed. Never gotten back together, and so this was it for them as far as pop music is concerned. 888-302-3684. Kara, crank it up for us, sir. For a second, will you? Answers here. Let's get to it. Don's in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How are things with you?
Very good.
That's good to hear. Glad to hear it. I'm glad you're there. Happy to have you on board. Who do you think this is?
I believe it's Midtown Mix.
Midtown Mix. You have lost me there. I don't know anything about Midtown Mix. Does anybody here know anything about Kenny or Chen Zhen?
No.
What can you tell us about him, Don?
Well, they were just popular back in the same time era.
Yeah, okay. Well, they may have been popular, but they didn't do this song.
Well.
All right, that's a good try, though. Thank you very much. Appreciate your calling. Here's John in Concord, New Hampshire. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning. The song is by The Breakfast Club.
It is The Breakfast Club, as a matter of fact. Now, how did you know that?
I remember listening to Casey Kasem on radio when I was a teenager in the 80s.
Keeping your feet on the ground and reaching for the stars?
Exactly.
Yes, right. Were you influenced by, how much were you influenced by radio as a kid growing up? The people on the air, the music?
A lot.
Yeah. Why do you think that was?
Just because it was around and it was interesting.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, good for you. All right, we'll send you a sample pack of Cedarside. Thanks. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Now, with the economy the way it is, who doesn't want to save money? And we know by going to our own doctors, the cost is increasing, and the same thing is increasing when you take your dog or cat to the veterinarian. But preventative care can save dog guardians and cat guardians big bucks and plenty of heartache if they follow some real consistent approaches. First of all, schedule an exam every year. It's a lot better for you and your pet and your pocketbook if medical problems are caught early. And with an older dog or cat, seeing the vet twice or three times year is a good idea as well. When you go to the vet, if he prescribes medication for your pet, ask for a generic prescription when available. Very often, they can save you as much as 50 or 75% off the cost of purchasing your medication from the vet directly. And sometimes taking your dog or cat to a specialist can save you money in the long run. Very often, they get a quicker diagnosis and a quicker resolution. So, if you've been going to the same doctor over and over again, not getting results, perhaps it's time to ask to go see that specialist. You can save money and keep your pets healthy at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Stefan. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Stefan, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's products powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Wishes and commands and all that good stuff. 33 after the hour. I'm happy to be here on the Good Day program. Happy to have so many of you. Lady sent me an email and said that she loved waking up to the sunshine of my voice every day. And I will tell you that I'm happy that you think I have a sunshiny voice. I am a happy person, generally speaking. I'm surrounded by happy people and good people. Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler are here with me today. It's Tuesday, the 11th of August, and we're on the air because we want to be on the air. We like being on the air. We appreciate your patronage. We like it when you respond. There are any number of ways of you communicating with us, but the vast majority of you don't. You just like to listen, and that's okay. That's swell. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The vast majority of things in social media focus on Donald Trump. And I think it's redundant to say anything other than that.
That's it. All you have to say is Trump.
Done.
He's made friends with Fox News.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All is right with the world.
Here's the quote of the day. The thought of the day I gave you before from Alex Haley, who said either you deal with what is the reality or you can be sure that the reality is going to deal with you. Our quote of the day comes from Scott Kelly. How many people know who Scott Kelly is? Raise your hands, please.
I do.
Scott Kelly, all right. To Jennifer in the back row, please tell me who Scott Kelly is.
He would be the astronaut at the space station right now and the brother of Mark Kelly, who's the husband of Gabby Gifford from
nice
Arizona,
job,
who
Jennifer.
Got shot.
Very yes. Nice job. You get a gold star for that.
Thank you.
He said yesterday, he posted this at NASA Veggie, hashtag NASA Veggie. Quote, it was one small bite for man, one giant leap for NASA Veggie. He was actually the first one to try eating space-grown lettuce that they grew in. They're growing things, little things to eat in the space station.
Pretty
so
cool.
I suppose the next stop would be kale chips.
Ugh. Yummy, I
like it. Kale's in everything. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, kale's in everything, and I like it.
Yeah, do you? Yeah. The situation with this family of parasites that has attacked oysters this summer, attacked frogs and tadpoles. Scientists say this is a
parasites.
Threat.
I thought you were talking about the Kardashians.
I know. Jeez.
That's next. These are bugs that are attacking amphibians. Frogs, tadpoles, but it started with a parasitic attack on oysters. So those of you, this is a warning to those of you who eat raw oysters, gross, you are opening
I'm
yourself.
You think it's gross. Ah. They're considered to be an aphrodisiac, so I would think you'd be all about
cook
that.
Them. Thanks very much. But
you can't cook an oyster, can you?
Of course you can. Cook an oyster the same as you can a clam. Same thing. Shrimp, scallops, you cook them the same way.
I'm sorry, what?
Scallops. You say scallops?
I do.
No, scallops, please. Anyway, so the idea here is to let you know that you ought not to, and I'm not doing, this is not fear-based thinking, this is practical. For those of you who like raw oysters, stop it. Otherwise, you could be, it's hard for them to test for this parasite until you get sick. You saw that the U.S. rower, say it again, Doug. The rowers got ill at the trial run. Do you see that? Bad stomach flu, some kind of an ailment. 13 of the rowers were concerned about the water. Now, remember, in Rio, they got bad water problems, too. You think they got a problem out in Colorado? You should see the gunk that they're drinking that passes for water in Rio de Janeiro. So there's a lot of this stuff going on caused by salmonella, listeria, E. coli, all these things that are in our air, that are a part of what make up the beings on the planet. And so I think, what's the, trying to go back in history to figure out when it was that when mankind came to the planet from other planets. And the first thing that mankind had to do was figure out how to live. So they grab a club and go out and get whatever else doesn't look like them, club it over the head and eat it. Who was the first person to put some of that stuff into a fire?
And who thought of, like, putting some of that stuff in their mouth? Like, I mean, it's just weird.
Well, it's like smoking. Who was the first person who looked at a tree leaf and said, okay, let's smoke that?
Do you know I learned something? Do you want to be impressed and amazed?
Okay, yeah.
Do you know why some people get car sick?
No.
Or emotion sick?
Well, I know how. Well, I do. I can't read in a car. I can read in a train. I can read in a plane, but I can't read in a car.
Well, the reason that we get motion sick is because our physical body isn't moving, but the situation around us is.
Yeah.
And it's hard for our brain to figure that out. And the reason for that is because that's the same way you feel after you've been poisoned. Like the stuff around you is spinning, but your body is not. Mm-hmm. And so our body has been programmed to have that reaction from the days when we'd put stuff in our mouth and we'd have to get rid of it if it was poison, which is what we're talking about, I suppose, right?
Well, yeah, I think your body reacts well. That's why, remember when I said last week or the week before, don't take the acetaminophil or whatever they call that stuff, whatever the things that are the major components of Advil and Tylenol.
Acetaminophen. And,
thank you, that too. Because what it does is kill the furnace that's cooking up your body. But this, what you're not told, good doctors will tell you this, that it's better not to take that stuff because the heat, unless it's really temperatures out of control, is aimed at cooking out whatever is bad in your system. It cooks out the bad stuff, and if you leave the temperature up, it's better to quickly get over whatever it is that you're going through. So, but that doesn't. I don't think that deals with the stuff. What might happen from these bugs, these parasites, is you get a temperature, you get a bad, not an infection, but you get an attack on your intestinal system. And so I guess I've spent a lot of time telling you not to eat raw oysters, but I hope you got my concern because it isn't it's nothing good about that. Yesterday in China, the yuan was devalued. Is that what they call it? The yuan, right? What do they call their money?
Oh.
I knew you'd do that. Didn't I do a nice job, Kenny? I planted that, and I knew that's what she would do.
It's a softball. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. their currency was devalued a lot because the central bank there, like the central bank here, they have their own version of the Fed. And because things are not so good in their markets, the Chinese government's currency is being manipulated so that the ability to buy Chinese goods, for them to buy goods from other countries and for us to buy, or us, the world, to buy their goods, their economy has to be, or seem to be, stronger. So instead of it really being stronger, they just fiddle with the value. Okay, so today is worth 10% more than it was yesterday. That's it. It's a declaration. What does it mean? Doesn't think it means anything, except it's good for China, not particularly good for people who are selling or competitors there. And as a result of that, all the Asian currencies have taken a hit today. So, and I only tell you the story because it's been around a lot. People are the people who gloat at the misfortune of China having a problem with their currency, not too smart. Especially when you look at how dependent many American businesses are on their connection with China and its industry, it is not good to wish them ill. Even though they seem, or at least in some circles, to wish us ill, I think it's a danger to put everybody sort of like all Chinese are the same. It's like saying, you know, all Republicans are the same, all white people are the same, all Hispanics are the same. It's foolishness. They're not all the same at all. And so I just think that we need to be a little smarter.
Well, and it's a world economy, I think, more than
I would say, if you were an investor and you watch this sort of thing, I have the slightest idea about commodities. I haven't got the slightest idea about watching money. But I know that a lot of people make a lot of money on hedging on stuff like this. Because and oftentimes it's the negative side of it. They're betting on the value to go down. It's like when you what is it called? Shorting. In the stock market? Is that what it's called? When you're betting on the stock going down and not going up?
Selling, I don't know.
Short? All right.
No idea.
No, good for you, Jennifer. Thanks a lot for the help.
But if someone actually, you know, I'd like to play the stock market at some point.
All right, who wants to play with Jordy Nelson? Jordy plays for the Green Bay Packers. You know his story?
I don't. I know the Green Bay Packers.
Signed
like
a four-year, $39 million contract. But what he does in the off-season, he works on his family's farm in Riley, Kansas.
Oh, that's cool.
Puts in a full 12-hour day. Good for him.
You have to stay in shape that way, I would imagine, right?
Well, I stay in shape working on the farm. I think it's an important thing for people. No. What are you?
You should see my abs.
Well, actually, my abs could use a little work, but they're better than they were. Thanks for mentioning that. He works 12 hours a day on the farm. He knows how to drive the combine. They have 1,000 cow herd on his farm. More cows on his farm than live in the town. Working cattle is my favorite farm duty, he said. I probably identify more as a farmer than a football player. Like in my town where I live, I am more thought of as a farmer than a broadcaster.
Right.
In fact, many people don't know.
Don't worry, Ken and I think that about you, too.
Nice. I think on that point we'll pause.
Love you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Easy for you to say. Jennifer and Kenny.
Broadcaster. I'm going to miss you, Jennifer.
Broadcaster, I don't even know her. 15 before the hour. Jennifer checks the television report next year on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my back-to-school tips that make the honor roll. Staples makes savings easier with their 110% lowest price guarantee and less list, providing budget-priced basic school supplies. Their Designed by Students collection features kid-inspired products to help with organization. Every MeetAWe school product purchase made at Staples allows you to pay it forward to overseas students in need with essential life supplies. The Slingbox M2 lets anyone watch live and recorded home TV content from anywhere using a free app on any internet-connected device and has no monthly fees. That means you can view what you normally do at home while you're away at school or on the go. It even includes free live video setup assistance.
Seagate's Backup Plus storage devices simplify backing up your digital life by providing models with up to 8 terabytes of storage to protect your content on any mobile device, social network, or computer. Free apps make organizing and finding your photos and videos easier and are compatible with iOS, Android, and Kindle Fire. Kyocera's waterproof and drop-proof smartphones won't break or break the bank either. And they're feature-filled. The Hydra Wave is their newest model, sporting 4G LTE Android reliability, a huge 5-inch impact-resistant touchscreen, and waterproof performance. Its budget pricing and service plans from MetroPCS and T-Mobile give it an A+. For more information on these affordable back-to-school tips and tools, go to BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. More information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Today, Geico's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car takes us under your driver's seat.
Hi, I'm Penny. I used to think I was lucky, but then you dropped me down here. I get it, I'm only worth a cent. Not like the hundreds of dollars you could save when you switch your car insurance to Geico. That's money you could put in a bank or a wallet. Go ahead, call Geico. I'll be here on the floor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
All right, so it's TV report time, 13 before the hour, 47 after on Good Day. Pay TV company stocks are going down. We're talking about money a lot this morning with what's going on in China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Shares of Time Warner, Disney, Viacom, and Fox fell last week after the trend show how millennials are cutting the cord to basic cable. Mm-hmm. That was pretty interesting, given that there is... Can you find sports, for example? If you don't have a cable box, how do you... are millennials not interested
sign
in sports?
Up for, you can sign up for apps. You can sign up to watch...
Can you watch the games on, like, Rogue... You can't go to Netflix and watch a football game, can you? Or Amazon.
Well, not on Netflix, no, but you could get special apps. You could get ESPN if the game's on ESPN, or you could get, like, the NHL has an app where you can
so,
pay.
But what good is
service
watching a game after it's been played?
No, it would, one be place. It would be live.
Oh, so why not just watch it on TV?
Because millennials don't have TVs, so they watch it on apps.
All right. There's the end of
follow
that.
The bouncing
right.
ball here, Dougie.
Sherlock. On PBS. Sorry, Sherlock.
What? I keep digging Watson.
Well, yeah, I just thought it was interesting. There's Sherlock, a lot of Sherlock Holmes interest. Yes, yes, yes. With the movie that was out a couple of weeks ago about Mr. Holmes and another movie I think is being developed along the lines of the last two. The television show is pretty popular on CBS. Now PBS has put together a sort of an overview of the detective's life called Sherlock. It's been around for 4 seasons, apparently. I don't remember seeing this before.
They just released a few episodes at a time.
On the BBC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did I say? Oh, it runs on the BBC. Is this Benedict Cumberbatch, the guy from...
Yes.
Yeah, he's the star, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know any more about it now that I told you the story than you did before?
Nope.
All right. Tell us something we don't know, Jennifer.
All right. The Voice is getting ready to come back in September. It will premiere on September 21st on NBC. And all of the mentors for the coaches have now been introduced. John Fogerty was the last one to the party. He is going to be the advisor for Team Adam. Also in the mix, Selena Gomez joining Gwen Stefani's team, Missy Elliott mentoring for Pharrell, and Brad Paisley advising Blake Shelton's singers. I think something kind of fun to note is Little House on the Prairie. Remember that? One of the best TV shows ever.
Yes,
Melissa.
Sure.
Melissa Gilbert played Laura Ingalls Wilder. She's done a lot of political stuff with the union, with After SAG. Now she's made an announcement that she's going to be running for the 8th Congressional District in Michigan as a Democrat. She'll be running against freshman Republican Mike Bishop. So kind of cool news if you're a Melissa Gilbert fan. Morgan Smith has landed a series regular role opposite Craig T. Nelson in the reboot of Coach, which Universal TV is putting together for NBC. NBC. That show should be kind of fun because they have the original series creator, Barry Kemp, involved with the 13-episode series. So to have the star and the creator, all very cool. BET is reuniting the five members of New Edition. They're going to be the subject of a new BET miniseries. And Bradley Cooper going to TV. He's going to appear in the Limitless pilot on CBS and says he will, if his schedule allows, appear on the series throughout the run of the show.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now 53 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Interesting and important business news today, including a number of bankruptcies. These will be things that will catch you off guard. So I have a list of why would I tell you what they are before? What's the old adage? Tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. So I told you what I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you what I want to tell you in a moment here on Good Day.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last, ends 8:15.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's jumping in a pile of leaves with my kids. Strong.
Allegra D, a fast non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in 1 hour.
Yep, I am going to take that hayride strong.
It's breathing free for 24 hours, even after a day of apple picking strong.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Kenny, I want to say hi to one of our Facebook friends, Tirso Lara. Hello, Tirso. A nice name. Hello. Interesting name. It's 56 past the hour on Good Day. Business news from the company that gave you all kinds of music and movies. Who among us does not remember Columbia House?
Oh, my gosh. I remember. Oh, that company deserves to go bankrupt, and here's why. Do you remember, like, they'd send you, oh, get 10,000 CDs for one penny, and you'd sign up. What a deal. What a deal. And then you could never cancel, and their monthly selections always stunk, and they kept coming to your house, and you'd write return
kind of like buying,
on it, but the postman wouldn't take
online.
It.
So,
I didn't even know they were still around.
Well, they have been, but now that there's so much television, it's the same. They're victims of the same stuff that we were talking about earlier.
They're victims of robbery. This company, they were robbers. I'm not even going to say social media beat them. These people are robbers.
They used to be one of the top sellers.
Hang on, young kids. Of, you just want Disney movies and Britney Spears CDs.
Well, there are a lot of CDs, I think, right? Kenny, TV. I don't know what to do with this now.
I loved Columbia House. Yeah.
No, they were the worst.
Giant box of records. You just have to pay attention and send that postcard back every
month. No, you know what? They got me as a teenager. They get you as a teenager. They are the equivalent of Publishers Clearinghouse for old people. Old people think they're always going to win and that somehow Ed McMahon's going to rise from the grave and bring them a check with Dick Clark. And Columbia House is the equivalent for young people because you got the screw job. You just did.
Really? By the way, is Ed buried in the same place? Where did Dick Clark get buried? Ed's buried over at Cedar Sinai.
At the hospital?
No, that's where he died. Where, isn't he at Forest Lawn?
I think so.
He's at Forest Lawn.
There's two Forest Lawns, so it's tricky.
Oh, where is Dick Clark buried?
Don't have any clue. That was Casey Kasem. Right. A big problem.
Now that we've digressed from where I wanted to go with all of this, I was going to tell you about Columbia House and how they've fallen apart because
I'm really passionate about Columbia House. They ruined my life as a teenager.
So how is Netflix? I suppose Amazon.
Here's the bill for $742. The great Yanni's greatest hits. Like I want Yanni's greatest hits. Kenny G
just
is
had
loose.
To send that postcard back.
Oh, Ken, I was 14. Okay, I couldn't afford it. I forgot.
Why, you signed up for Columbia House when you were 14?
Of course, because it was like, I'm telling you.
How did you pay for it?
Young person's equivalent is that they would say, we can send you 4,000 CDs for a penny. And, oh, you're only required to buy 7,000 CDs. They don't tell you that part. So annoying.
Well,
I guess. And I used to work. My whole salary went to Columbia House because they were such robbers.
Well, folks, I'm certainly glad that I
hate that. Good riddance, Columbia House. Here's what I see you.
See, if you had just read the agreement.
Karma's a real witch, isn't it?
Well, for those of you who care about Columbia House and their problems, the story is in the Today's Show section at DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.